Netflix announced this week that the 90s hit Full House is coming back in a sequel dubbed Fuller House. It will include some of the original stars, though not all. And Full House is just the latest in a parade of old favorites that have been returning to TV lately. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans joins us now with more on this. Eric, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
So Full House coming back as Fuller House 20 years after it went off the air. And so far it's been confirmed for 13 episodes in this new season. But how much do we know at this point about the show?
Well, we know one of the biggest names from the show, John Stamos, is going to be an executive producer on the show. And there's going to be some of the sisters from the show and a next-door neighbor will be on. But some of the biggest stars that, you know, went on to do other things from this show, people like Bob Saget and Lori Loughlin and the Olsen twins, they have not yet agreed to do it. I've seen at least one story with the Olsen twins where they said they found out about this by the press announcement. So I wonder if Netflix isn't hoping that the publicity of the fact that they're reviving the show may push some of these stars who haven't yet agreed to do it into agreeing to do it so that they can have a more complete Full House reunion here.
But is it worth doing the remake if they don't have all the old stars?
Well, I think it all depends on what story they're going to tell. I mean, the most important thing that these remakes can do is offer some sort of new reason to exist. It can't just be about, boy, I wonder, you know, what the Olsen twins look like when they're growing up, or, boy, wouldn't it be great to see John Stamos on TV again. There has to be a creative reason to do the show that will, you know, make people, especially people who weren't necessarily huge fans of the original, want to watch the new one.
I'm still getting over the new Darren on Bewitched, and that wasn't even a remake.
You are seriously dating yourself, my friend.
Hey, Nick at Night, my friends, Nick at Night. But this is not the only remake here of an old show. We've got Arrested Development, obviously, on Netflix, Coach, Bewitched, The X-Files, Boy Meets World, which is now becoming Girl Meets World. Why are so many networks doing this right now?
Well, one thing, you have, of course, a very recognizable name when you decide to reboot or reinvent or bring back a show. Fox had some great success last summer with returning 24 to the air after it had been off the air for a while. And I think there's a sense, particularly with this X-Files reboot, that there's a ton of fans out there who would be really interested in seeing a new show with the old characters. And in an era where we have so much TV product out there, and so much TV product that's good, it really helps to have a show that the audience already knows and that has very recognizable stars in it who, in the case of The X-Files, for example, they may not have done a lot of network television since they were originally on their show. And so this is a chance to bring them back to network television in a splashy way with a recognizable show.
Recognizable. So they are going after the people that watched the show in the first place. They're not trying to get new audience?
Well, one of the things that you pointed out so astutely is that you have these platforms like Nick at Night, or you have Netflix, that has introduced some of these shows to younger generations. So I think there's a sense that maybe there's an audience of millennials and maybe even younger TV watchers, and they may be just as excited to see a new version of the show as the people who were watching the show when it was originally on.
Or they could be disappointed. They could watch this and think, this is nothing like the original. This doesn't bring me back. This just makes me feel not right about this show.
People disappointed by the derivative nature of television? What are you talking about? That's not possible. No. Well, you know, as I said, the key is whether or not they have a reason to bring back the show. When I heard that FX was going to do a version of Fargo, I, like many other critics, said, oh my God, this is terrible. People love the movie. Why would you do a TV version of it? But they had a creative reason. They had a great story. They had great new characters. And they had great ways of calling back to the movie for people who were serious fans of the film and could really appreciate it. So that is the thing you want to hear, that they have a great new story to tell. And now they can wrap the nostalgia and create a great new series.
Does this also tell you, though, and you're somebody who's come on this show and said, this is the golden age of television right now. We've got so much that we don't even have time to watch that's on TV right now, new stuff. Does this tell you that they're running out of ideas and that they have to go back to the old things?
The network's running out of ideas. What? I think, again, it's not about running out of ideas. It's more about when you take your shot with these shows, you're spending a lot of money. And I think it's easier for a network executive to go into a meeting and say, okay, we're going to spend $5 million to bring The X-Files back to TV. And everybody gets excited about that, rather than saying we're going to spend $5 million to create this new show by somebody that maybe you've never heard of. Now, maybe that new show is going to become the next Breaking Bad, but it might be easier to pitch a known quantity, and it's certainly easier to pitch it to advertisers.
That tells me that those board meetings where they're making these decisions, they need Tom Hanks's character in Big in there saying, no, let's make a bug out of the they need somebody young in that room. NPR TV.
Yeah, exactly.
NPR TV critic Eric Deggans, thank you so much as always.
Always a good time.